accounts disclosures. Are you taking us through that, Joe?
Would it be possible to take items 8 and 9 together with the work plan and the accounts and reporting disclosures? Because I'm hoping that everything that's on the accounts disclosures is actually included in that paper I that I've put in as the work items. So, we've got, given the fact that we've had about a 3-month hiatus to an extent on pension fund governance, there are quite a few key statistics that we need, or key documents as part of the annual report that we need to complete, that would normally have been completed by now. So if you look at paper I and the key activities in June, you'll see the pensions admin KPIs, which we can take from one of the papers that we've discussed earlier, the governance policy, the governance compliance statement, knowledge and skills, risk management, access and board annual report. So those are the key documents that we need to complete to append to the annual report. It's just a case really of how I get round to filling in all of the pieces of paper that need to be completed. And then to an extent, what we've done in the past is the board have then looked at those and confirmed that they are comfortable with those in terms of the governance arrangements that the board has, then the council has put in place for the pension fund. And then those are then sort of recommended to the committee for adoption and inclusion in the accounts, in the annual report. So we did do some work on the governance policy after the January meeting, and I circulated that round to board members back in March, and I'm quite happy to recirculate that again. And similarly with the governance compliance statement, there are 9 different sections in that which cover the key areas of governance arrangements for the fund, and I've only completed one of those. I'll be perfectly hands up. Then I sent, that was a knowledge and understanding section, which again I circulated to members on the 18th of March. Again, I'm happy to circulate that through. So basically what we've got to do is, we as a fund have to do, is work out how we complete all of this, how I get it to you for your comments, and then how we get that back and to the pension fund committee in a reasonable period of time without overwhelming you with work to review whilst you're busy doing your normal day-to-day stuff, but also without distracting from the committee having to approve these for the annual report. So what I've tried to do in paper I is set out over the next 4 months, well, including this month up to September, what are the key meetings that we've got and what are the key work that needs to be done, and then to try and work out how we progress the work in the meetings that we've got and get to the appropriate timetable to close the accounts. Comments, questions? Help.
It'd be nice to hear from perhaps the other board members, but I wonder if the way for us to have a look is for us to then, when you've submitted these things to us, Joe, is for us to then have an informal sort of discussion and then come back to you as one group. It just worked for us quite well when we had our informal meetings before. I don't know what everyone else thinks.
I think meeting informally is best, because we can have a discussion about it rather than, because it takes so much longer if you make a comment and you don't understand it and it goes back and forth.
Yeah, I agree, Bob. So should we plan that as our way forward? And then we'll feed back to Joe as one group, which I think will be actually easier.
So do you want me to forward you, to resend the governance policy and the knowledge and understanding section so that you can have that as the first part?
Yes, please, okay. Jay. And then we'll set something up.
And then what I'll also try and do is schedule some dates where I can do the other sections and have some plans as to how to get them to you. Unfortunately,
everything is coming to you all at once, which can be a bit. I think I've just lost connection.
So if we can drip feed it, and then get the drip fed comments back, and then at some point arrange for a formal agreement of the whole document, I think, before it goes into the final accounts, final annual report.
Yeah, I think I'd be happy with that if everyone else is. And drip feeding it would work better, to be honest, because we can just concentrate on a section of something at a time.
Anybody else got any comments or questions on the accounts or the work plan or anything?
Is it still highly likely that the meetings will be virtual in September, an unknown quantity still?
I think at the moment it is an unknown quantity. The council, John Metcalf, Chief Executive, has indicated that the earliest they will start to consider reopening the admin buildings in County Hall for business as usual to an extent will be September. So the chances are virtual meetings will continue. At the moment, they're not scheduled as virtual. I mean, perhaps Megan or Lottie are on the line, perhaps they can give a little bit more of an update in terms
could
of
you just say, I've lost connection. Can you just say I've lost connection?
As far as I'm aware, the chances are
but that's right.
Meetings will still be virtual, yes.
You want back on?
No. Just say to Joe, I've lost connection.
Hi, unfortunately Megan has lost connection.
But what Joe said is right.
But she's agreeing with what you said, and that's the information that we have too. Yeah.
As far as the board meeting informally,
thanks.
I'm quite happy to be in a room if done everybody else. I mean, that room that we make up at the college is quite big, isn't it? We're going to sit on the four corners.
It is big, Barbara. I'll have to check at work because most of us are actually working at home, so I'll have to check what we can do about the social distancing thing to get a room for us.
If that's not possible, we could probably run it County Hall and run the cleaning rooms.
Okay. Alright, I'll check into it, but yeah, that would work for us. So, okay, it is sort of better meeting up together, isn't it, and long greetings.
Can I just say, I know it's an informal meeting, but if you feel it would be helpful for me to be available during that meeting, I'm totally happy to be on call for you, should that help, should that be a benefit.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so then I think we're moving on to our final item, members' question time. So this is